Hello, this is Darren.
Hi, Darren. It's Jesse with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Jesse. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so sorry that I couldn't call just a little bit earlier. I just got up, caught up on the phone, and I was just able to get off. So I was just following up with you. Catherine had told me that you were interested in getting, you know, a Google business profile and get some optimization for that.
Yes.
Okay. So she didn't go over prices, though, with you, right?
No.
Okay, but she did kind of explain the packages a little bit?
Well, I mean, my biggest question is why can my customers not leave a review on the leave a review button on my website? And she explained that that's the reason why, is because I don't have a profile.
Yes, that exactly.
Okay. So that is true.
Okay. So let me kind of explain to you a little bit about what we do have available, Darren. Now, you know, how is everything going with Google Guaranteed, though?
Well, I mean, besides the fact that I'm not really seeing any traffic from it, I don't know why I'm not seeing traffic, but I'm just not seeing a lot of calls where people tell me that they're getting my number from Google. I mean, that's why I need to do something.
Yeah.
I don't mind paying. Hey, I don't mind paying $39 or $37 a call if I could get more of them. I mean,
yeah.
You know, if I can get three or four a day, that'd be great. But if I can just get one a day, that'd be great. You know.
Well, do you check your dashboard? Because it looks like there are a few leads in your dashboard that haven't been opened.
So, am I not going to see them? Am I not getting phone calls?
So, yes, you would get phone calls, and then it would notify you that it's a Google guaranteed lead. I don't know. Maybe these were just calls that were missed or something like that. I'm not totally sure. But it does look like there are a few leads that are in your dashboard as of right now. I'm not sure. It looks like only three of them were charged, but there are one, two, three that are not charged. So I'll have them contact you about this specifically to go over that with you, and specifically what that means. But I would just suggest to periodically check your dashboard, you know, just to see what's going on, because it's just an easier way to kind of track everything that's going on with your account. But having that Google business profile is really going to help a lot, because having reviews is super important, you know, when people choose you, right? So, let's go ahead and do that. Now, we do have a couple of different options. If you're just wanting the Google business profile, totally fine. We do have a option that does include Facebook ads as well. I can do the just pro package, which is just kind of our starter package for $199. And then I can also do our Facebook ad package with also the Google advertising for the map section for $249. They both do come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to program you in for those. So your initial investment would be $298 or $398 to start. I mean, I'm sorry, $348.
Okay. And that's monthly.
Correct.
Okay. And so right now, I'm not paying any monthly bills with you, right? I mean, it's just $37 a call, a lead, right?
Correct.
All right. So let's back up. Now that I'm looking at this dashboard, it looks like I've been charged for ones that I had no idea was even there.
So, like I said, I will put in the account that you need to be contacted about that, because I'm not specifically sure how they charge for that. So it could have been somebody that, I mean, have you gotten no leads at all from them? Because this looks like it was back in April, those two. are three that were charged.
So I wish I could see names of the customers, because I know there was one that ended up being a changeout, and then let's see. I mean, I can't think of any other ones that actually paid besides that one. I mean, that was a good lead. And, but you got me down for an 850 number that I was charged.
And yeah, I see that.
That's a Florida number. So, that may be why I didn't take that one.
So you can see, do you see the part where it says request review?
Yes.
So you can request a review because all the calls are recorded. So you're able to request that and see what was going on in the phone call. Because the only two things that qualify a lead, Darren, through Google Guaranteed is if they're asking about a price for something you're doing or setting an appointment with you. Those are the only two things that qualify a lead. So let's just say that this person was actually in Florida, you know, and calling you for a job that was in Florida, then that would be considered disqualified because you don't have your leads turned on for Florida. But it could potentially be, I mean, Alabama isn't that far from Florida. So, I mean, it could be somebody that's living in Alabama that has just a Florida area code. So, you know, that is a possibility. But you can absolutely request a review to listen to the recording to see why you were specifically charged for those, because all the calls are recorded through Google Guaranteed. So.
Okay, so what you're saying is the calls that I'm seeing, these are calls where people would have actually dialed the number?
I believe so. This is actually the first time I've looked at the dashboard for a Google Guaranteed account, to be quite honest. I don't deal with the back-end stuff of that, but I do know that all the calls are recorded. I do know that you can request to listen to it if you feel you were not charged correctly. And then I'm just wondering about the red email thing, because I would think, because usually on regular accounts, that means that it wasn't checked yet. So that's why I'm not sure completely with this particularly. So I'd rather not give you the wrong information, and I'd have them contact you and go over with you about specifically, you know, all of the ins and outs as far as the leads go on your dashboard. But regardless, I still know it's a good tool for you to have. And then once you kind of figure out everything with the dashboard, it'll be a lot more helpful in kind of tracking everything going on. But still, regardless, generating reviews are definitely going to help as far as, you know, getting your account to look more attractive, per se.
Okay. So let's go with the pro package.
Okay. All right. And just to let you know specifically what that includes, Darren, it is going to be for your Google local optimization setup there for that spotlight position for up to 15 keyword phrases. We do submit your company with up to 60 directory listings. Like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB. We'll get your company on Bing's first page, then on mobile devices. You know, you already know about the dashboard. Obviously, all of that information will be included into the dashboard as well. Just to kind of lay it all out for you, though, okay, hold on one second. Let me just get some information real quick. Basically, to see maximum results with the first page of the map section of Google, it does take about 30 to 45 days. So just to let you know. So we'll get the Google Business Profile up and running within about 10 to 12 days, so you can absolutely have people start leaving reviews. But just to see your company there on the first page when people search for HVAC, it does take about 30 to 45 days. So just to kind of lay out everything for you. I do have all of your information, obviously. I just need to make sure that if I need to set up another client interview for this or not. So just one second. Okay, and are we going to be charging the same card?
Tell me what card you have.
3714 is the last four digits.
3714. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So this will be $199 a month, right?
Correct.
Okay. And this is going to set up my business profile. And what else do I get with that?
So you get, it would set up the Google business profile. You do get the first page of the map section within the 30 to 45 days for up to 15 keyword phrases. We are going to submit your company with up to 60 directory listings. It would be like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, you know, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. We do get your company on Bing's first page and then on mobile devices, because that actually is different programming with different search results. So we get you on iPhones, Androids, tablets, even voice-activated systems like Alexa and smart cars.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be everything included with that. So I do need to set up a client interview for your for the pro package. So they'll just get basically, I mean, they have most of your information already, but they'll just basically get a few more keywords, you know, stuff like that, just to get that Google business profile set up for you. So let me go ahead and set that up. Now, okay, so tomorrow, Darren, when are you more available?
Tomorrow, first thing in the morning.
Okay, we can do, you're on Central Time, right? 7, and we can do 9 to 10, is that okay?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, so again, Darren, it's not going to last an hour, just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you, okay? All right, almost got everything here.
Oh. And so, Jesse, tell me how valuable you think the Facebook ads are.
I really think they're great. You know, typically my clients receive about 6 calls a day just from their Facebook ads. Essentially, what we're doing is we are basically when anybody looks for, you know, any type of HVAC services within your service area and they go to their news feed, your ad will be popping up there on their news feed. So it's retargeted ads. So basically at that point, Facebook recognizes that person as a potential client for you, and then they start showing the ad in the news feed. The thing about the Facebook ads is we can also get those up and running a little bit quicker. So we can get those going within about 7 to 14 days. I mean, typically they get them up quicker than that. I just have to give you that time frame. But yeah, and then you'll start generating work from that as well. I mean, either way, any type of marketing, any type of extra marketing you do is always going to be helpful for your company, Darren, especially for an HVAC company, especially this time of year. You know, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be getting pretty hot there pretty soon, you know, and people are definitely going to want some services on their air conditioners and, you know, whatnot. But, sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to tell you, as soon as school lets out, all the condos stay full until September. And what you have is mostly out-of-town owners who get a call from their management company saying your air's out and we can't get anybody till tomorrow. And then the renters want a free night, and that's when the owners go online and they start searching.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of them are out of town, and, you know, I just send them an invoice and they pay it. But,
yeah.
But that's what we see a lot of, because, I mean, it is like clockwork. As soon as school lets out, every condo is full, and there's a lot of condos. So I want to be up there when they start searching June 1st, you know.
Okay, well. So like I said, the quickest way to do that is going to be with the Facebook ads. The map section is going to take a little bit longer than June 1st. Not much longer, but just a little bit longer. I mean, the thing about it too, Darren, is normally the price of that package is $299. So let's say with me right now, you just do the $199 and then you decide later on you want to do the Facebook ads. They'll charge you an extra $100 for that. So if you do it the $249 with me right now, then you'll always stay at that price. So I'm sorry, what was that? Okay.
I said do it.
Okay, putting it in right now. Is it pretty hot out there right now, though?
Yes. I mean, I just spent all morning in an attic that was about 150 degrees. That's why I blocked my schedule out for tomorrow. I'm going to take a day off unless I get a local call. I'm going to try to anyway. So I'll be available for a call.
Well, I definitely want to help you get some more work. Actually, you were one of the last people, really, that we were able to sign up without a Google business profile. Now part of the requirement for Google Guaranteed is having 5 5-star reviews on a Google business profile already. So a lot of people don't get to sign up for it as much anymore. You might be doing it a little bit backwards, but, you know, at least you're up there. At least you don't have to wait for, to get approved again. I mean, I don't know how long it took you to get approved, but, you know, the 4 to 6 weeks can be a little bit of a while.
I don't think it took that long.
It didn't?
But whatever the case is, I've got work right now. I wish it was all local, but... that's why I'm going to go ahead and invest, because I'd rather have local work.
Yeah. Definitely the map section is greatly going to help out with that as well, because it'll be seen in your local area. So, that will be definitely a good thing.
So now, well, after this takes effect, when I go to my map section, I should pop up right away, because I notice I'm not popping up right away. Some days I'm closer to the top, some days I'm not. The important thing is the reviews. I see the value in review, and and now I'm doing is offering my customers a $10 discount if they would go on my site and leave me a review.
Oh, wow. You know, that's really nice.
Good or bad, you know? Just leave me a review. I hope it's good. I'm paying for it, but I figure that's that, and it's only $10. So, I plan on getting every one of my customers. You know, some customers, you know, if they got a big ticket, I'll take 25 off. You know,
okay.
I'm still making money, but I don't know if that's illegal to do that, or if it's unethical, but I see it as a benefit to me and them.
I mean, people do that on Yelp all the time. You know, it's there are people, there are people that go on Yelp just to look for stuff like that. You know, it's like leave a review and get some type of discount. I mean, you know, I think it's not unethical. I mean, especially if you're like, leave any type of review, you know, it's not, you're not saying, hey, you have to leave me a 5-star review.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, not that they wouldn't, Darren, you're a great guy. I'm sure they'll absolutely leave you a 5-star review. I think that sometimes incentive helps, and, you know, it does, it also is really nice. Everybody loves a discount, you know, everybody, even if it's just $5, you know, people love a discount. So, you know, it helps you and it helps them. So, you know, it's, I don't see anything wrong with that, you know?
Good.
So it was processed for the 348. Your account, your client interview is going to be tomorrow again from 9 to 10. So just look out for that call. Hopefully I'll get Catherine to possibly do that with you. She is one of my favorite here. So, I love her. And then I will have them contact you also about your client dashboard, so they can go over a little bit more extensively with you about your leads here in your dashboard. And then other than that, you're all set to go until your client interview tomorrow. Okay, Darren?
Sounds good.
Do you have any questions at all? Anything I can clarify or help?
Not yet, Jesse. I do have a client calling me in. Thanks for the call, sweetheart. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. All right. Okay. Bye, Darren.
Thanks. Bye.